Well, can you believe the Australian Formula One Grand Prix starts this Friday to Sunday?
I can't believe it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, everyone, get excited. The Rolex Australian Grand Prix, of course, live and in high definition on Fox Sports. You can watch every single second, every practice session, every qualifying session, and, of course, the big race itself. And we've got an absolute treat for you right now. Duncraig's finest, Perth's own, Daniel Ricciardo. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Oh, We're good, buddy.
So I'm super excited because at the moment, you probably don't know, Daniel, I've turned into a fitness freak and gym is life now for me.
Mm. Life is a gym.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. It's unexpected,
isn't it? I'm getting trained by Danny Green, which is full on.
That's good.
I've been looking at your Instagram and you say the best part to a workout is the protein shake. I beg to differ. That stuff is disgusting.
Mate, you're buying the wrong stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay. What's your brand? What's your flavour? Talk to me.
I go natural way, and then you add a bit of a banana, and that's all you need.
I've got a chocolate one at the moment. I've been through a few, and every time you move to a different one, they taste revolting. And all of a sudden, you get used to them.
Danny hands me one after every workout, and I can take two sips, and then I lie to him and say I drank it and put it in my bag. It's revolting.
the flavoured ones, a bit too. I think it's all the artificial stuff. Mm. You want to go clean and natural with those, and then you can add what you want.
That's how you become a big F1 star.
Because
or just eat a steak.
Because it spins me out. Because I was talking to Sean. I was looking at all you work out so much. You're so super fit. And I was saying to Sean, how fit do you have to be to drive a car?
I know,
because
it's
because
pretty
I've
much
driven
just
a car
down.
For years without going to the gym, and I'm fine. And to drive it faster just means I have to put my foot down further on the accelerator, and I've got enough strength to do that.
He's got the strength for that.
So what's required with all the fitness? Why is it so full on?
Basically, like, so your road car, whatever you drive to work or on the weekend, it's like that and absolutely nothing like that. So whatever that is, it's absolutely nothing like that.
that explains it beautifully.
It's like, I mean, the speed you go already, like, so your body cops a lot of, like, the force, the G-force, so through your neck, through, like, your lower back.
Yeah, right.
It's under, like, constant pressure and stuff. So you need, like, a lot of core strength for that. Even though we're strapped in, like, you still get thrown around in the car. Like, the force itself throws you around. And then, like, the brake pedal is like a rock, and you have to smash that to stop the car, obviously, efficiently. So, yeah, you need a bit of strength and then good endurance for, you know, hour and a half.
Do you have one really strong leg?
The left is typically stronger from braking. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And Daniel,
it's not like Nadal's left bicep.
Yeah, right. That was my next question.
That's out of control, that one.
So you've got, you can still get pants to fit properly and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'd love that. Just one giant leg.
That would look great. Hey, Dan, with that, though, I was reading, too, that you've lost the team asked you to lose 3.5 kilos, and you weren't exactly overweight. You were fit as a fiddle last season, but 3.5 kilos to this season to make sure you fit perfectly with the car and what they want to do. Is that right?
Yeah, to be honest, I probably blew it out a little bit. I may have had a bit too much over Christmas, which added on top of that. But, yeah, it had to be a bit lighter this year with the car regs and all that sort of stuff. So, cut out a few things, but you'll obviously have a cheat day every now and then. So if all goes well this weekend, then Monday is going to be an absolute cheat of a day for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I imagine probably the easiest way for you to lose 3.5 kilos would be to pull your teeth out. You've got some sizable choppers. So just a suggestion if things, you know, aren't working out.
Exactly. I mean, the stress could lead me to do that as well. So we'll see. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. On your beautiful smile, do you have a really expensive toothbrush? I'm thinking you'd have the top of the range.
You know,
but
what is it?
You've got to protect your assets.
Yeah. I just steal the ones off business class.
You do? Yeah. You do not.
Do you?
Oh, no, not really.
Yes, you do.
Well, you never know. I do keep one in my backpack because you never know when.
You never know. Yeah. Do you have an electric toothbrush?
Electric's the way forward.
Yeah. You know why? He's got an electric and it's a V8. You can actually do a hot lap on it.
Well, Dan, it's going to be absolutely magnificent this weekend. We get to see you back in action. And, you know, the testing in winter went pretty good. But as we see so far, the call is Mercedes and Ferrari are going to be out there, and you guys are going to be fighting it out with Williams. I read an article that people suggesting you're hoping for rain to maybe slow down Lewis Hamilton and the gang up the front end.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in dry conditions, that you pretty much explained it there. And the wet, you know, the wet, it's sort of anything. I mean, more things can happen, and the let's say the driver probably does a bit more than the equipment, and the equipment does a bit less. So if you know what I mean, like the driver can make a bit more of a difference. So that's hopefully what I can do if the weather comes down, and maybe catch a few guys.
Well, we can't control the weather, of course, but we do have garden hoses. Can we all help out?
Yeah, I'll encourage all the fans to sprinkle.
You're very popular. You're very popular.
Everyone, if you said bring your hose down for... Oh, that sounds terrible. Bring your hose down for Daniel. Oh, you'll get them lined up, Dan.
Hey, Dan, can you explain to us, just in really layman's term, why is it that in a competition that you're running in at the moment where teams can have a more powerful engine or an engine that runs faster? Because that's the difference between the best and the rest at the moment.
Because to us, we just think, why don't you get a faster car?
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating. So in simple terms, each team, I mean, Formula One is like all about technology and that. So each team is able to design and be as innovative, I think that's the word, as they want. Yeah. And some have just got it better the last couple of years, and you know, we're still sort of playing catch up from sort of getting it wrong the first year. So in 2014 there was these new engines and we were already on the back foot there, and we sort of haven't quite caught up yet, if that makes sense.
I think the people that drive the four cylinders, they should really look at this a bit differently.
Maybe give the lawnmower away and get a Formula One engine.
That's a frustrating thing. It's like you can obviously train and prepare as much as you can, but the equipment means so much as well. So it's a tough one. It's not like, you know, tennis where it's the racket and that's how it is.
Well, it's interesting. The surf contest up at Snapper Rocks is going on at the moment, and constantly when I'm watching the commentary, they're talking about equipment. These guys are improved big time because of the equipment. How much has it come down, though? I think when you look at it from the outside, you think, well, how do we know who's the best driver?
I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, I think the guys winning at least are always going to be, you know, in your top few, whether Hamilton is the best or not. You know, it's fair to say he's in the top three.
Yeah.
So I think that the good guys will always find a way over the years to get in a winning team and car and win races. But yeah, it's one of those ones. I mean, I'd love to have it, you know, all even and see really who is, but it's part of the sport, trying to find your way through, and if not make your team the best, then, you know, look to what is the best team and try and impress them enough to get a seat.
Yeah,
it's like they should have, like, a week before the competition, whatever, one communal car that everyone has a go in, and then you rank
do a
them
time
by
trial.
How they race that one car. That's a good idea.
That would be good. Or we just all meet up Sunday night after the race and find a car park somewhere.
And settle it properly. Dan, I must say, let's talk about the true glory in your life, the fact that you're the West Coast Eagles' number one ticket holder. And since you've come on board, oh my goodness, they've started soaring.
Down.
It's no coincidence, Daniel Ricciardo. Don't worry, it's been noted.
Yeah, they're killing it.
I know.
And I believe the grand final doesn't clash this year, so I might, if they make it, I might have to make a trip.
Yeah, because that was the problem.
Well, you'd want to.
I mean, we were there at the grand final, but
we can only do so much.
Yeah, they needed a bit of Ricciardo. That's what they needed.
I'll hopefully be there to cheer him on.
Hey, Dan, I saw you on your Instagram as well. I think was it a couple of weeks ago at the UFC. What was that like? Because you had a bloody good seat right at the front.
Yeah, I've loved it. I've loved it for a fair few years now, and I've managed to get to know a few of the people there, and it's made my life a bit easier when looking for tickets. So it was awesome. We were in London and got to see one of the greats, Anderson Silva.
Yep.
Right there, get his mouth guard checked and nuts checked and everything before the fight.
what an honor! Is that what your life is now? You basically go, I want to see that, and you click your fingers and it happens.
Yeah.
That's definitely the perk. Like, there's a lot of stuff which is a pain along the way, but they're the perk. They're the little freebies here and there. I love them.
I love them.
So on your Twitter, someone asked the question about a dinner party who you'd like as your guests. Is that this dinner party going to happen? Sophia Bush, Adam Sandler, Denzel Washington?
Yeah, I fear I'm the little dog in that scenario, but I tried.
I tried.
You'll make it happen, yeah, you
we'll
bastard.
See. Yeah. Severe Bush, I think she's keen. So
Severe Bush, she's keen. Yeah,
we'll see.
Well, that you know, you say you're the small dog, but I remember last year when you were over here for the Australian Grand Prix, they had Kylie Minogue on the project, and she asked for your autograph.
That was emotional.
He felt so lucky.
I was a bit taken back. So, yeah, that was... I think that was the coolest person that's asked me for my own autograph before. Yeah, a bit taken back by that one.
Well, good on you, mate. We look forward to you dominating the Australian Grand Prix this weekend and for the rest of the year too, mate, from everyone here in Perth. I'm sure they're wishing you your best, mate, and look forward to a great performance.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.